Hacked. Account suspended. Visitors to @BoYingLuck, Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat's personal Twitter account, were greeted this morning with a short announcement. Account suspended. A message on her popular Facebook page, almost 400,000 likes, explained why. Let it be known that Twitter @BoYingLuck has been hacked. The current information there was not posted by Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. The 29,000 followers of Ms. Yingluck's Twitter feed were greeted Sunday morning with seven posts that belittled their government and its policies. Even my Twitter account can't be protected. So how will we protect the country? One tweet said. What opportunities do the poor really have? Asked another. We are deceiving the poor. We're giving them hope to gain their votes so that our cronies can benefit. Still another questioned her promise to give tablet computers to school children, saying it was no substitute for education reform. Authorities vowed to prosecute those guilty of the hacking. Information and Communication Technology Minister Anudit Nakhontap said an investigation found the hacker used a prepaid phone card and an iPhone to access the accounts. He said further details would be released today. Meanwhile, government spokesman Prompong Noparit blamed influential figures for working to discredit the government. He said there was a 9-point conspiracy to unsettle the government. It consisted of constant media attacks to discredit the government's policies, sympathetic civil servants obstructing policy implementation, and calls for civic groups and non-government organizations to protest against the ruling coalition. They are also using media under their control, in addition to social networks, to push the claim that Ms. Yingluck's sole aim is to help her elder brother and ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. Mr. Prompong announced. He added that the efforts amounted to a plan to overthrow the country's democratic system. He did not elaborate on the identities of the so-called conspirators.